You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Colonization continues to deeply affect the Pacific, with the production of health inequities tied closely to the unequal power dynamics still inflicted on Pacific nations by external high-income countries. A recent article by a group of women academics and health professionals based in Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, and Aotearoa, New Zealand, has called for a reimagining in how global health is approached in the Pacific. This proposed shift would see greater sovereignty exercised by Pacific nations in research and health, and a pluralistic worldview reflecting indigenous Pacific knowledge systems. To understand the state of global health in the Pacific, the reimagining her group has proposed, and the role that Aotearoa New Zealand can play, I spoke to public health medicine specialist Dr. Sainemere Boladuadua. Kia ora, Dr. Sainemere Boladuadua.
Kia ora, Theo. Please, just call me Sai.
Cool. So you and your colleagues have recently put out an article calling for a reimagining for global health in the Pacific. So starting off, I just wanted to talk about what global health means.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Theo. And thank you for the interest and for having me on. Global health is basically, it's a field of practice, study, research that focuses on achieving better health outcomes for people, for vulnerable populations and communities around the world. So it looks at health issues that aren't restricted to countries, but they go beyond or they transcend national borders. So things like pandemics, climate change, movement of people, and addresses these issues, but also in a way that is fair and improves health for everyone. And so it's interdisciplinary, it's beyond just hospitals and doctors and nurses, but people from or expertise from many fields like sociology, economics, and then environmental science, education, because our health is shaped by all these things. In public health, we talk about the socioeconomic determinants of health, so how health is influenced by things like access to clean water, safe housing, income, politics, the environment. So bringing in a multidisciplinary approach to addressing these health issues. It's also about looking at systems that keep our communities healthy, like strong health services, health systems, workforce, trained workforce, reliable suppliers, good policies, all these things that can help countries respond not only to emergencies for like for example, when the COVID pandemic happened, but also just ongoing challenges like like diabetes, heart disease, mental health issues, day-to-day health issues.
And what is the current kind of state of global health or our idea of that state in the Pacific right now?
So currently in the Pacific, we are facing some of the biggest challenges in the world. For example, like climate change, that's a rising sea levels, food systems that are changing, economic pressures. And these things, these issues are shaped by forces from outside the region. Like climate change, for example, we disproportionately bear the brunt of this issue that's caused by forces outside the Pacific region. Things like another big health issues are non-communicable diseases, like diabetes and heart disease. Very common, extremely common in the Pacific, partly because of the way our food systems have changed, our lifestyles have been influenced by globalization of global trade, processed imports, for example. And in terms of climate change, the impacts of climate change is like more frequent cyclones, water contamination, community displacements, and how all this impact health of our communities, health and well-being of our communities. So these are the health issues. Some of the biggest things. At the same time, we do have in the Pacific, we have strong leadership. We've got our own, the indigenous knowledge systems, and we have resilient communities as well. And we've shown how capable we are in responding to crisis, for example, the COVID pandemic, and also natural disasters. It's common in the Pacific, and we've learned how to respond to it. There's a long history of collaboration in the Pacific among Pacific nations. We're small Pacific Island countries, and we can't do things by ourselves. So we've learned to work with each other. So connection is a real strength. For example, in terms of when we have natural disasters, there's often teams that go out from one Pacific Island country. I'll give you an example, like the Fiji Emergency Medical Assistance Team, made up of health professionals. They've gone out and helped other neighboring countries like Vanuatu when they've had a cyclone, or Samoa during outbreak responses. So just examples of that, of how collaboration and connection within the Pacific. So just, yeah, summarize, we've got huge health challenges. We do have strong local leadership, and we've got our own indigenous knowledge systems and practices to draw on. But also, well, one of the biggest issues in global health right now is the power imbalances. When decisions about Pacific health are made, it's made outside the region. And so this plays out in terms of inequities in funding, in remuneration, in leadership. So when funding comes in for, you know, in terms of response to disasters, or for in terms of health interventions, this power imbalance, because it's the decisions are being made primarily from outside the region by the organizations or countries that provide the funding, that affects whose voices are heard, whose knowledge is valued, and whose priorities on whose agenda shape the health programs or the health interventions. That is basically the incentive to think about how can we do, or we need to do things differently. Yeah? And there is a growing movement around this. We're not the only ones who've said this, to articulate this, that we need to do things a bit differently in the Pacific. Yeah.
Thinking about that connectivity that you were talking about, that kind of reflects a lot of what I read in your article, coming from the late Professor Ebele Haofa, about the Pacific as a sea of islands rather than a sea with islands separated by it. So thinking about that kind of connectivity and how all these issues are quite externally projected and coming in from external forces, what is the shift that your colleagues and you have put forward, and how to meet these kind of externally imposed issues and challenges?
So we're just pushing for, you know, more Pacific-led solutions, greater sovereignty, self-determination, right? That we determine what our own priorities are, and a shift towards integrating Indigenous with Western ways, Western approaches in anything. Because of colonization, you know, often our Indigenous ways of knowing and being is viewed as inferior. And when we carry out health interventions or health programs, it's usually just according to the Western model, right? This is what's seen to have worked. This is in the literature, in the international literature, evidence-based. This is what should be done. Often without any consideration of the local people and what their worldviews are and how they do things. And, it seems like a no-brainer, but it seems like common sense, but doesn't often happen. Just the acknowledgement of the Indigenous ways of doing. We've got our own ways of, traditional ways of things. So just bringing those two up, integrating them, you know, it'll be a win-win situation. Get the best of both worlds to do things like that. So, yeah, just the shift towards this more Pacific-led solutions, you know, more local capacity building.
And what role can Aotearoa New Zealand play in facilitating this shift?
I think Aotearoa New Zealand has been a great ally and a partner in this respect. I may be biased, but in my experience of working in the Pacific, being on the other side and being a recipient of, you know, like Aotearoa assistance, like technical expertise, aid, my experience is, as compared to other countries, work a bit differently. And I think that comes from just our proximity to each other. And we know, you know, we're familiar with the ways of working with each other and our long history of living together and working together. But how we could change this is just our approach. Aotearoa New Zealand, as if researchers or practitioners, organizations that come to work in the Pacific, just having that, maybe having a look at the approach that they take, making an effort to find out what the issues are on the ground, the issues as well as the solutions, not to come in with just, you know, preconceived ideas and agenda of what you think would work best, but working with the locals and finding out what works best as well. Like I said before, there's a place for both Western knowledge and Indigenous knowledge. I think it's a win-win if we integrate both. So consider, yes, definitely consider what the international evidence, the evidence says in the literature, but also find out how, what the local knowledge, you know, what's worked here, what's worked well before, integrate that. Allyship, coming alongside the locals to roll out the health programs and health interventions, but also helping build the local capacity. There's a lot of, there already is local expertise and knowledge there, but how can we improve that? We've got some great examples of great partnerships already. Group, for example, that I work with, it's a collaboration between the University of Auckland, Cure Kids, and Ministry of Health in Fiji. The university has its own metrics and parameters around these types of collaborations, but just the willingness for the New Zealand organization to listen and to partner with, like, genuinely to partnership, and I think the term that comes to mind is manaakitanga, eh? Like, just if you're able to practice manaakitanga, not just within New Zealand but everywhere we go, eh? Like, your approach is mana enhancing, yeah, lifting up respectful ways of working, it will improve, like, anything that you do, health outcomes and equity, health equity that we're trying to do here.
That was public health medicine specialist Dr. Sainemere Boladuadua on the recent call she and her colleagues have put forward for a reimagining in how global health is approached in the Pacific.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.